I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Kings, 'cause that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God, for there is none like you. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, and I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, that's why my heart is filled with praise. And then we worship you because you are a mighty God. There is absolutely none like you. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. God, we come before your presence this morning to tell you thank you for yet another day that you have made. And because you have made this day, Lord, you have allowed us the ability and the boldness to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. And since you have made this day, Lord, we can rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for allowing me to see another day that was not a given, another day that was not guaranteed. When I laid down last night, there was no guarantee that I would wake up this morning. But because of your grace and your mercy, Lord, you have allowed me to see another day. And not only have you allowed me to see another day because of your grace and mercy, Lord, since you know the thoughts and the plans that you have for me, then the day that's before me, oh God, is a day God ordained for me to fulfill your purpose and the plans that you have for my life. Lord, order my footsteps right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that as I enter into this day, I enter into this day with thanksgiving. As I enter into this day, I'll enter into this day with praise. As I enter into this day, I'll enter into this day giving you thanks and gratitude, God, for blessing me to see another day. And not just because you blessed me to see another day, but blessing you, God, because you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be adored. David said, from the rising of the sun until the setting or the going down of the same. God, David said, your name is worthy, God. You're worthy of the glory, oh God. You're worthy of the honor, Lord. You're worthy of the praise. And so we begin this day off with praise and thanksgiving, God, just because you alone are worthy. There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And we just stop by to take some time out this morning to tell you thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. In my right mind, Lord, we're here to say thank you, God, for the use and activity of my limbs and a reasonable portion of health and strength. Lord, we're here to say thank you, oh God, for a mind, oh God, that woke up this morning on you, God. We just want to say thank you, God, because when we begin this day, our days off with you, oh God, our days are never, ever the same. Oh God, it's a walk with us. And talk with us. Lead, God, and direct us. And use us on this day. God, I feel your glory even now, Lord. Come, Lord, and have your way, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, move by your power, Holy Ghost. Move by your might right now, God. And fall afresh on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, oh God, we plead the blood right now, Lord. Let your blood wash us, oh God. Let your blood cleanse us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make us right, make us holy, God. We want to be holy and acceptable, God, in the name of Jesus. That's the least that we can do. We don't want to offer you, God, any junk food. Lord, we want to offer you a living sacrifice, Lord, that you can use for your glory and use for your honor, Lord. Lord, I don't want to go on my own pathways today, but Lord, my footsteps right now in the name of Jesus, and help me to walk in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. We're walking through the valleys of the shadow of death, Lord, but when we're walking with you, we don't have to fear no evil, because you have promised to be with us. You promised us your rod and your staff, they'll comfort us and protect us, God. You have promised in your word, Lord, that you would never leave us nor ever forsake us. So, Lord, we need you every step of the way. Oh, God, we won't take another step, God, without you going with us, Lord. We won't make another move, oh, God, without you walking with us. We won't make another decision, God, without consulting you first, Lord. We won't lean into our own understanding. But in all of our ways, we acknowledge you, God, this morning. Lord, please, please, oh, God, please, oh, God, please, oh, God, give direct our pathways, direct our footsteps, order our pathways and our footsteps right now in the name of Jesus, that we may not go in vain. Oh, God, that we may not go in our own power. We may not go in our own might. But, Lord, we'll go in your power. All power belongs to you, God. All the glory, it belongs to you. You are a powerful, you are awesome, you are a mighty God, and we magnify you, we glorify you this day. Create in us a clean heart, Lord. Renew a right spirit within us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that your glory might be fulfilled in our lives and that we might fulfill purpose for your life on this day. Lord, as we have come to the conclusion of our
International Holy Convocation, your glory reigned. Lord, there was an outpouring like none other on Saturday night, Lord. And Lord, I still feel your glory and I still feel your anointing. But Lord, don't let your glory and your anointing just remain or reside in a St. Louis. But Lord, allow your Shekinah glory to follow us back home. That as we begin to assemble ourselves back in our local ministries, Lord, that your glory, oh God, and your anointing, oh God, and the rain, oh God, that you poured out in this city, Lord, to continue to follow us home and pour out in our homes, breathe into us life, oh God. Breathe into us strength, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen us right now, God, and anoint us for service in this day and time. Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way and fill our hearts with gladness. Fill our hearts with love. Fill our hearts with joy in the mighty name of Jesus. And then fill us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may walk worthy, oh God. Not worthy to be called, oh God, somebody in this world, but worthy in the land of God. In the land of promises, in the land of holiness, help us to walk holy. Help us to walk worthy. Help us to walk acceptable in the name of Jesus, and then to be pleasing to our Father. Holy Ghost, fill our cups right now in the name of Jesus, that we'll go back home to minister and not to be served. But God, that we may go back home and serve the least among us. Go back home, oh God, and be a witness to those that are lost. To go back home, God, and be anointed with power, oh God, to do the impossible. See the invisible, God. Heal the sick, oh God. Oh God, touch the lame and they recover, God. Walk on surface and not be bitten, Lord. Let your glory be revealed in us and let your Holy Spirit have his way. Because we have so much to do when we get back home. So much work to be done when we get back home. So many souls and lives at stake, Lord, and we don't want to miss the mark. Let our refreshing not be in vain. But as we return home, Lord, let us begin to take the city one person at a time, one block at a time. Spread the fire of evangelism in our hearts, Lord. Stir up the spirit of evangelism, the fire of evangelism, in our souls, that we may tell someone about the goodness of Jesus. Oh, God, and fill our houses, fill our churches, Lord. Help us to walk worthy. Help us to be the beacons of light that you call for us to be. And fill us with your spirit, Lord, from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, that we may walk worthy, that we may be empowered, that you might get the glory out of our lives in everything that we say, in everything that we do. Now, anoint us now afresh right now in the name of Jesus. Fill our cups right now, Lord, wherever we are at. Some are on their way home, making their way in cars, planes, trains, automobiles, however they're making their way home, Lord. God, anoint us for the day, God, because you have made this day, wherever we are, Lord, we could be a witness, an example of holiness to someone. Give us safe traveling mercies as we make our way home from this great holy convocation. And again, let the fire fall afresh on us as we all get back to our homes and our different ministries across the world. Bless the pastors far and near. Bless the bishops far and near. Bless the people of God far and near, God, that you might get the glory out of our lives. And as we declare your name this day, fall afresh on us, anoint us afresh, bless us and keep us, Lord, our prayers on this day. We won't walk by sight, but we're walking by faith. Order our footsteps as we walk in you and walk and believe that nothing shall be able to separate us from your love, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And since you're always going to be with us, Lord, we can walk in victory. We can walk in power. We can walk in your might, and you can get the glory out of our lives. God, make us the vessels and instruments of praise that you desire for us to be today. Lord, that we may sing of your goodness, sing of your glory, and worship you because you are a mighty God. I started my song off this morning that we worship you. But, Lord, besides telling you that we worship you, Lord, I just wanted you to know that I love you. I love you with all of my heart, my mind, and my soul because you do all things well. Thank you for being a merciful God. Thank you for being a forgiving God. Thank you for being such an awesome and a mighty God. Bless us, Lord, today. keep us are our prayers this morning. And we're going to be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God and we say amen and amen.